Hi, I'm Madonna Guy. This is New Leaf Na I'm from New Leaf Natural Therapies, and this is the Natural Alternative. Here's part two of what I do with women with breast pain, breast issues, breast challenges, who don't want to go get biopsies and mammograms because of the potential for activating things in our bodies. So let's go and have a look at the scan that I run so that you can sort of see what it does and how it looks. So this is the comprehensive scan, and hey, this is me, sort of for all the world to see, but I don't care. So basically, there's two different reports you can get. You can get a table report, which is just basically red is bad and everything else is somewhere in the middle. So, and that particular one gives you the idea. So my arteries in my left arm, like they're 52% from ideal. See all the red in here at the moment, goes down to 35%, and in here, the arteries in the right arm, 50% from ideal. And then after the bioresonance, so what it's doing is trying to heal things, brings it back to 40%. But that's not the scan I want to show you because I really prefer the image report. And this is how I work with my clients. So if I'm looking at something like breast cancer potential, and I want to have a look at anything to do with the energy, basically from here to here in the body. So I want to look at stuff that is potentially showing me that there's issues with the lymphatic system, the nervous system, the arteries, the veins, even the bone structure, the musculature around there. So there's a bit to have a look at. So as we scan through, like I would probably look in these little areas in here. So here in this little one, there's a little nerve in here. And I've had shoulder problems for years. They're 99% better. But if you've got a lot of issues in this area, then that can impact on the lymphatics around that area as well. So brain, not too worried about, especially when we're talking about issues with breast tissue. But anything to do with the arteries in the lower body, not so much, lower body, upper body. So this is now we're getting more to it. So I would scan through these. This is a little artery for the thyroid. So I'm just looking at the red ones. That's a descending aorta. That's not great. And the hepatic artery. So my liver arteries, aren't awesome as well. I don't look at the chromosomes, although if you know that there's chromosomal issues, then we can go through those. But you can see it's a huge report. Okay, so again, my right shoulder, so there's a concord ligament. Sorry, that's just for me, just being curious. But if we have anything going on in an area close to other organs, we can end up with challenges as well. So it gives some really nice heart overviews. And with everyone with all of the heart issues currently, then it's a good little way of keeping an eye out. I always keep an eye on people's lymphatics because if the lymphatics around the arms or the upper torso are a challenge, but these are all in green and blue, which is great. Again, some lymphatics in the body female. So there's some here in the paratracheal. There's some down here with the pyloric, that's more digestion. Paracolic, that's digestion. So I'd go through and make sure that none of these are connected with the, see this one here, this one's actually pectoral lymph nodes, so axillary pectoral lymph nodes. They're the sort that are actually removed with breast cancer, and then people have got less detoxification ability. That's the groin, for people who have issues with swelling arms, I'm not interested in. So let's keep on moving down so that we can see the structure that I'm looking for. Okay, so again, if someone was getting breast pain, I would have a look at the muscles and make sure that the muscles in the area. So, see here, there's a little muscle in here and another little muscle in here. So, these ones are a little bit jammed. The supraspinatus, the infraspinatus, the latissimus dorsi. So, it is showing a few muscles, but none of them around that breast tissue, which is great. Nerves, that's more to do with the arms again. So I'm looking more with the upper. So here is nerves for the upper body. So I would definitely have a look at that and make sure that none of the. See, here's an intercostal nerve that could be leading to something going on with the breast tissue. These are the nerves in the neck, sympathetic nerves, phrenic nerves, intercostals. So intercostal nerves are between the rib cage. So they could actually be misdiagnosed as breast cancer because there's a lot of misdiagnosis going on because it gets people in the medical system. Ah, here we go. So basically, this is the left tissue. So it sort of shows the areas that are, red. And if you have a look, this is lymph, this is fat, this is ampulla, and this is areola. So basically, really, that's not looking too bad. And there's a lot of breast cancer in my family. The right one is a bit more issue, fibrous tissue, adipose tissue, lymph nodes, suspensory ligaments, and pectoral fascia. This is why we've got to keep up our exercise, keep up our strength in our upper body so that we know the difference between muscles and tissue. And if I ever get any pain, this is the thing. If I ever get any pain, I use this because it's non-oily, non-toxic, easy, three applications in 5 minutes, gives a increase of circulation by 50%, which is amazing. So if I'm sitting down watching TV and I get some pain, I just grab a little bit of gel and I rub it on the tissue. There's another one from this brand called Redox Gold, but they're my two favorite things for using externally for just about anything because they penetrate easily. The blue one, so the Redox Gold, has gold in it, which it has lots of potential, hopefully, for moving radiation and things through the body, nanotechnology, that sort of thing, that we're just breathing in it all the time. It's everywhere. So basically, by using this and the Redox Gold, it helps to upregulate our NRF2 pathways, which are anti-inflammatory. Anyway, so that's the scan that I do for people who are trying to avoid medical intervention. And then, of course, if I see lots of stuff going on, go, okay, let's set a plan in place. Because the other scans that I would do also show me, the hormone levels and all sorts of things like that, and also whether or not there's issues with, say, the hormones in the body. So it lets me know whether there's a potential for that because one of the scans is called the vitals, and there's a full panel of hormonal stuff. I'll show you that. Yeah, so this is the vitals report, and for a start, it gives you a whole bunch of stuff that are food sensitivities. So pretty much, you avoid everything, especially if you have health conditions. You avoid everything that's red, and you just stick to the things that are green and blue and probably yellow. And when we get down to the hormonal panels, if I was looking for breast cancer, I would look at things like the inflammation and oxidation and see how many of these are out. So for me, I've got histamine, cortisol dysfunction, and sedimentation rate. So I've got 3 out of 10 of those things that are out of whack. Breast cancer is often driven by insulin. So insulin is a major driver. So again, have a look at all that that's out of whack. Now, I had nachos for lunch. So that was a lot of yummy, but it did have a lot of potato, a lot of corn chips in it, and corn chips are real because of the salt and how processed they are. They raise insulin. Look at this. This is 4 hours later, and my insulin still hasn't. It's balanced over here, but that's only after I've run the scan. But look at that. There's like half of the parameters for diabetes that's out of whack after eating that for lunch. Interesting. So it goes through amino acids. But anyway, what I am trying to show you is not the nerves, not the cardiovascular, not the collagen, endocrine system. So this here goes through some major endocrine organs. This here is a whole bunch of mood, sex, sleep, and stress hormones. So estrogen's out of whack, but have a look over on this side as well. So there's estrogen, there's cortisol, there's estradiol, there's follicle stimulating hormone, there's insulin. Like growth factor, and there's prolactin. So there's a whole bunch of hormones out of whack this afternoon. But there's another panel, this one here. So you see body reproductive function female. And obviously, up here, we've got fibroadenoma of breast, hyperplasia of mammary glands, mastitis. All of those are within balance, which is really good. The ones that I've got out of whack are the ovarian cysts, pelvic inflammatory disease, and vaginitis. So, it basically gives a nice little overview. And again, by knowing it, you can put something in place. So, because I'm menopausal, so I take something like Estrovera every day. So, I can hook you up. If you're in Australia, I can hook you up to get that 10% off with an online thing until the end of the year. But basically, there's lots of solutions out there. If people are veering away from medical, which man, I am so over. watching people go downhill medically. It's been 30 years of watching it. So anyway, that's what I do with my bioresonance scan if someone's looking at things like breast issues and injury. Okay, have a great day. Bye. Oh, just a sec, let me have a look. I was sort of curious because, I mentioned EMFs and 5G and that sort of thing. That is in here under one of the parameters. I think it's human toxins, electromagnetic radiation. See, there it is. And I'm a four and a six. So I'm actually fine both sides, which is great. But see, there's a whole bunch of stuff in there. These are human-made toxins and things that we can breathe in, ingest, all sorts of things. And there's also heavy metals. Look at this today. We have had a lot of geoengineering today, so that doesn't even surprise me that much, but it's sort of interesting. But I wear EMF protection all of the time, so there's lots of things out and about that you can do for EMF protection. But anyway, hopefully that's helpful. Have a great day. Oh, and I can run these scans distance for people around the world. For the full panel of four scans, I do it for 199 Australian. But that's it takes about an hour, and there's a whole bunch of information there. And if people have one or two things they want me to look at, I'll go through the scans just really quickly and sort of say, well, in relation to blah, 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 and make a few recommendations and suggestions within that price. Okay, take care, bye.